I like feeling like an outsider. The moment you feel like you're an insider and you know everybody, that's when you stop really asking the tough questions.
Listen. From our New York studios, Don Lemon, good morning.
I want to talk about what's important. What's important in everybody's lives. Everybody likes to make money. Everybody likes to do whatever. But what's really important is this, and you'll get it when I finish this commentary. For the past few days, we have been inundated with mysteries and tragedies in the news, and one is the mysterious disappearance of an airplane. One of the tragedies is the violent explosion of two residential apartment buildings right here in New York City yesterday. In both instances, lives and attitudes changed immediately. Paul Weeks was on board Malaysian Airlines Flight 370 when it disappeared over the South China Sea. He was traveling from Australia to Mongolia for a new job. And before he left, he told his wife, Danica, that he was leaving his wedding ring and watch behind with her. And if anything happened to him, he said he wanted the ring to go to his firstborn son, which is Lincoln. He's 3 years old, and he wanted the watch to go to his secondborn son, Jack, who is 10 months old. Here's how she told CNN. Piers Morgan, she responded when he said that.
And I said something to him like, don't be stupid. Just come back and I'll give it back to you and you can give it to them. So I've got it here and I'm praying that, I can give that back to him. It's all I can hold on to because there's no finality to it and we're not getting any information. And
She said there is no finality to it. She doesn't know if he is dead or alive. She fears the worst, but she is hoping for the best. And then there is Angelica Aguilar. She was fast asleep when she was abruptly awakened by an enormous blast that shook her bed and her entire Harlem apartment building.
My neighbors came banging on my door telling me to get out. That I guess they was evacuating the building. And I couldn't get out. My door was jammed. Everything off my windowsill fell, and I guess the impact of the explosion jammed the door as well.
How loud was it?
It was extremely loud. I couldn't even explain it.
She couldn't explain it. She couldn't get out. Her neighbors had to help her get out finally. Luckily, Angelica made it out, but at least six people, maybe more, as I am reading this commentary, maybe more, did not. More than 24 hours after the blast, we're still awaiting word on at least six people who are unaccounted for. And almost a week after a plane disappeared over the South China Sea, we're still awaiting word on the fate of the 239 people on board that plane. We don't even know where the plane is. I say all of that to say that everyone who is listening to me and later reading this commentary on blackamericaweb.com, remember when grandma and grandpa used to say, don't go to bed mad. Y'all remember that? Mm-hmm. Or don't let the sun rise on your anger. What they meant by that is self-explanatory. But what I'm saying to you is that if you have a loved one with whom you may be upset or you may be taking for granted, tell them how much you love them and appreciate them. Forget the little acts that you think are so egregious. Forget about that. You may never get another chance. Life can change Tom, Sybil, Jay in an instant.
Preach.
All right. Thank you, Don. Let me pick the show up.
I know.
Sorry.